Start this segment in Chandler, Arizona, at Daniel's house, working on some cabinets. Are we working on some garage cabinets, some kitchen cabinets, some bathroom cabinets? Where are these cabinets, Daniel?
These are kitchen cabinets.
Okay.
I had hired a contractor to come in and remodel my kitchen, and they worked for 2 days and tore out my kitchen, and that Saturday they decided to go bankrupt. So now I'm out of the kitchen and out my deposit, but the cabinet company that they ordered my cabinets from, they called me and asked me if I still wanted the cabinets. I said yes. So now I need somebody to come in and install my cabinets. I got somebody to do the rest of the work, so I'm not worried about that. It's just they don't do cabinets.
And is there any other work that needs to be done? I mean, were y'all moving plumbing? Were you moving layouts? Or is it ready turnkey right now? Just put the cabinets in.
The cabinets aren't here yet. They'll be here in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So all the other work will be done when they come in. I got a guy that's coming in to do the floors, the electrical, the plumbing, and, you know, all the rest of the work. So they'll be putting in an island and then just the regular cabinets along the wall.
So just a good cabinet installer.
Yes.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, before we get to that, was this original contractor a licensed contractor?
Yes. Yes, he was.
And are you aware of the Arizona Register of Contractors Recovery Fund?
Yes. Yes, I already got a complaint in, too.
Okay, good. For anyone listening, if a licensed contractor goes out of business or royally screws up a job for, we're all human, that can't, you can't apply for the recovery fund. Every licensed contractor pays into this fund, and as long as, politicians don't steal the money that's in that fund, it's available for homeowners to apply for to help finish jobs that licensed contractors started and could never finish. So Daniel's already gotten that process for just a specific cabinet installer in the Chandler area. There's BC Renovations. I would start with them. He's in your neighborhood. He is a general contractor. I don't think this is a project that he would really want, but because he's been in Chandler for a long time, because this is one of his areas of specialties, he probably has a subcontractor or maybe a foreman that could help you on a weekend get this knocked out. But call Brad Christensen, BC Renovations, 480-895-0239, and see if he can help get you started on or point in the right direction.
If that story scares you as a homeowner, there are things that you can do to prevent that from happening. If you go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and look up our consumer guides, Rosie's put together a nice couple of pamphlets for you. One is on how to choose a contractor, and then there's some on buying your AC and what to look for in painting contractors, roofing contractors, water treatment, just some great guides to keep you from making that kind of mistake. And bless his heart, he chose a licensed contractor. If you choose unlicensed, you're really out of luck. But that's why we have the licensing bureau, so you can recover from things like that.
Well, and then they can assure if you're questioning the workmanship that everything was done to standard. Now, it may not be done to the level of quality you wanted, but they don't really regulate quality. They regulate standards and codes. Now, that's all designed to a certain extent of quality, but there is a level of craftsmanship that comes beyond any level of regulation that you could possibly put in. So it's...
Do your homework.
Yes, absolutely. Another great resource, if you're still listening, is Irwin's Cabinets. They are a family-owned and operated company. They started in furniture repair. Don's sons, Jeremiah they do cabinet making and installs. Now, I don't know if this is a project they would want either, but They're local. They're craftsmen. Irwin's is another great resource for you. You can find them under the cabinet, company at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. And I was going to try and give the number. You would think I would recognize it. I would have it memorized because he drives by my house all the time. 602-272-3867. Thank you, Carol. Let's see how we can help Carolyn. Also in the Southeast Valley, up a little bit north in Mesa, wants to talk about a pool. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, it's actually a pond. It was put in 1997. It's a small reflecting pond, and there's a hairline crack on one side. It extends down below the water level, and some of the concrete is beginning to pit or flake off a little bit, and I was just wondering if there's any help that I can give that pond, or if I should call somebody, or if it's nothing's going to work.
Sure. Step number one, you're in Mesa, so I would get over to Border Marvell on Country Club north of the 60. I always have a hard time remembering where Baseline and Broadway, which one's north, which one's south. So I can't ever remember either. But it's on Country Club north of the 60, east side of the highway, Border Marvell. Let them know what you have. They will have a good sealant patch product for you, where you're going to run into a little bit of trouble. If it's a reflecting pond and it's not a koi pond or something like that, if it's actually designed for the bottom to be seen, repairing it after you repair the crack, you may have to redo the entire surface to get a color consistency to blend out that crack. But if you just need the crack, which they should have both, products for both of them. Any type of masonry product you need, ponds, hardscapes, structural coatings, repairs, patch.
Sounds like your kind of place.
Wheelbarrows. Oh, yes. Oh, people go to the mall, I go to Marvell. they'll get you set. If you're looking for a professional to come in, you don't want to deal with it, you don't have time, you don't want to mess with it. There's no one in your area better than the Pond Gnome. They've really set the industry standard for being the experts. They spend a lot of time in self-education. They spend a lot of time with different types of ponds, a lot of repair work, very meticulous. The Pond Gnome, Paul Holdeman, Paul and Barbie Holdeman. And let's see, 623-572-5607. Good luck with getting that all put back together, and we'll see if between those two, I know you'll have great luck. Our topic, if you've got your Arizona Republic, is keeping, what would we call them, repair products, maintaining the shelf life of paints, caulks,
glues,
and the stuff you need when the hardware store is never open.
What about the trick for caulk, Romy? I tried finding, Rosie always just sticks a nail on the tip of his.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that over and over again on Pinterest. Do you think that works pretty well? Especially, I think the biggest challenge is probably like the expanding kind of things.
Yeah. It depends on what you are applying the caulk to. Did you cut a little tiny hole or a big hole? The nail circumference needs to be wider, larger than the hole you cut into your caulking tube.
So it can be really tight?
It has to be extremely snug. If you can push it in and caulking product squeezes out, it's too big, you've got to put something else in there. And they actually make plugs in a funnel-shaped specifically for that. So that way you don't have to worry about having 100 different types of nail sizes to plug it. It's actually in a funnel type. And I would get one of those and use that. It's a plastic material, so it's a lot easier to clean off anything that's dried as opposed to the metal, the metals of the nail. That would be my suggested choice.
You just pick those up at the hardware store?
You can, absolutely, in the paint department. And if you've got 12 different types of paints, it may, you know, you've got a little bit of cost involved getting one for each one, but you're not going to have all 12 opened at one time. But I would do that over the nail just because you can push it until you get a good airtight lock. With the nail, you never know. And even I've seen people where they've taped it after the nail. If you're a contractor and you need it to last a week until your next job, fine. Most homeowners, they're going to put it on the shelf, and even then, that whole thing's probably going to harden by the time they pull it out in 10 years anyway. So there's only so much you can do. Buy in small quantities. I know that may add to the number of units sold, which a lot of these things come in petroleum-based product containers that are just going to end up in the landfill anyway. But still, it's a smaller quantity than a full-size caulking tube that you're probably not going to use at all anyway.
It's kind of like when you keep leftovers, just hoping somebody will eat it eventually. Sometimes you just got to let it go.
What's that saying for Tupperware? The most expensive way to store the food you're going to compost anyway? I didn't say that right, but it's similar to that. It's Rosie on the House. We're here with you every Saturday morning, 1-888-767-4348.